Hachette Audio presents The Hero Code, Lessons Learned from Lives Well Lived. Written and read by Admiral William H. McRaven, U.S. Navy, retired.
I dedicate this book to all the remarkable men and women who battled and continue to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The scientists, the healthcare professionals, those who provide and deliver our goods and services, those who teach our children, and those who protect our streets. If ever there were people worthy of the title hero, it is you. Thank you for all you have done for the nation and the world. How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Anne Frank. Introduction. In 1960, when I was 5 years old, my father, an Air Force officer, was stationed in Fontainebleau, France. He was assigned to the Supreme Headquarters Allied Powers Europe, SHAPE. We lived in an old three-story home in a remote area called Bella Woods. With few modern amenities in the house and no television, I grew up devouring American comic books. Batman, Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four, the X-Men, the Hulk, Thor, and Aquaman. But there was one hero who really captured my imagination. He was all American. His costume was red, white, and blue. He hailed from a small town in Kansas, and he had amazing powers. Faster than a speeding bullet, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. He was always rescuing women, children, and men in distress. He was the champion of the helpless and oppressed. During the war, my hero fought the Nazis, the fascists, the imperial warlords, and the fifth columnists. Partnering with American soldiers and sailors, he ventured forth in a gigantic battle for the future of democracy, and he won. He was Action Comics' Man of Steel, Superman. I so wanted to be like Superman. There was not a towel in the house that at one point wasn't a cape. I would jump from chairs, couches, tables, anything to emulate my hero. Someday, when the world was in trouble again, I knew that Superman would come to the rescue. Maybe he and I could team up. Batman had Robin. Why couldn't Superman have a sidekick? In 1963, my father received orders back to the States. My family and I traveled to Calais, France, boarded the ocean liner SS United States, and after a four-day trip, pulled portside into New York City. No sooner had we checked into the hotel than I turned on the television. There, an amazing black and white was my hero, leaping from building to building, bullets bouncing off him, saving Lois Lane, and all
sample complete. Ready to continue?